we come to the place in Bendoa where Dogen and Uchiyama Roshi talk about ancestors. And although many of you have seen this list before, I thought it would be good for us to have it in our hand again. Thank you, Ellen. This is chanted.
I also have some copies of this.
Good. Excellent. Anybody who... Oh, thank you so much, Karin. Copies of Dogen's... That's super. For everybody. So this is familiar to many of you. It's chanted in the early morning along with the Heart Sutra and often the Dai Nishin Dharani and long echoes. That dedicate the merit of our practice to the welfare of all beings. And then a reminder of where it comes from, this practice, starting with the Buddhas that we don't even know who they were, but they gave them names. Those first seven names are, we don't know who they are. Bibashi Butsu, Shiki Butsu, Bishabu Butsu, Kurasun Butsu, until you get to Shakyamuni Buddha Daiosho. So this is chanted very fast. Bishabi Butsu Daiosho, Shiki Butsu Daiosho, Bishabu Butsu Daiosho, Kurasun Butsu Daiosho, Kusan Kunagamuni Butsu Daiosho, Gasho Butsu Daiosho, Shakyamuni Butsu Daiosho, Makakasho Daiosho, Ananda Daiosho, Shona Washu Daiosho, Ubaki Kuta Dai, and on through all the Indian ancestors, then the Chinese ancestors, starting with Bodhidharma, which is Bodhidharma, whose first student was Taisho Eka, and his student was Kanchi Sosan, Dai Doshin, Daimon Konin, Daimon Ino, Seigen Byoshi, Seikito Kisen, Yakusan Igen, Umbang Gonjo, I haven't done this for a long time. So it goes all through the Chinese ancestors to Dogen's teacher, Tendo Myojo. And then Eihei Dogen. And then the Japanese begin. Eihei Dogen Daiosho Ko Nejo Daiosho Tetsugika Daiosho Keizan Jokin Daiosho Meho To Tetsu Daiosho Jungon Dojin. These are much harder to chant. They're tongue twisters, a lot of them, but it's all possible. And it goes all the way down to, in this case, with our list, Ho'un Kogun Daiosho, who was my teacher. And then really, what's Vanya's name? Aso Jocko is Vanya's name because he's the one who finished me up after Kogun died. And after that becomes... the next person. And already in our lineage, we have a number of next persons who come at the end of this list, who don't get chanted until they're gone. So, but if you receive a list, and if you're ordained in some way, if you receive the precepts, you receive this list with your name at the bottom. And it's a bloodline. It shows a red line going all the way through the names, and then it follows with your name, and then the bloodline goes all the way up to the empty circle at the top. So it's a completely connected, all together piece of practice. And every one of these names stands for infinite number of others who have been practicing this and passing it on to us, including the second page, which has just come to us in the last 10 years or so, when research has been looking back and finding very great women teachers. And so there is now a list. This is a partial list. There are a number of different lists. And again, this is chanted after the men, though in some sanghas, I think the women ancestors are chanted first, just as a sort of gesture. And this is these are tongue twisters too, but they're wonderful to chant. Acharya Mahaprajapati, Acharya Mita, Acharya Yosadhara, Acharya Tisa, Acharya Sumana, Acharya Upasama, Acharya Vishaka, Acharya Kema, Acharya Upalavana, etc., etc. So Yosadhara is Buddha's wife. Mahaprajapati is Buddha's stepmother. And all these very, very wonderful fine teachers, starting with Mahaprajapati, who was famous in her time as a great teacher. So, Dogen says, great teacher Shakyamuni Buddha imparted the Dharma to Mahakashapa on the Vulture Peak assembly, and it was correctly transmitted from ancestor to ancestor until it reached the Venerable Bodhidharma. Bodhidharma himself went to China and imparted the Dharma to the great teacher Eka. This was the first transmission of the Buddha Dharma in the East, in China. In the same manner, the Dharma was directly transmitted until it eventually reached the sixth ancestor, Zen Master Daikan. At that time, the authentic Buddha Dharma actually spread throughout China, and reality beyond conceptual distinctions was manifested. So he talks about transmitting and maintaining the Buddha Mudra and guiding teachers for all beings and the streams of Dharma that are pouring through and permeating widely. In China, scriptures were continually introduced and spread. But after the first ancestor came from the West, the root of entanglements were cut, and the one Buddha Dharma pervaded. We cannot help but yearn for this to happen in our country as well, says Dogen, because he's the one who brought it to Japan. This famous Zen story of how the transmission began with Mahakashapa, who was one of Buddha's disciples. And the story is they were all sitting together like this, and Buddha was sitting very quietly, and instead of saying anything, he just lifted a flower. And Mahakashapa smiled. And Buddha said, oh, you got it. Mahakashapa, you have it. So in our tradition, it's not a lot about words, even though there are a million words even in this book. It's not, in the end, about words at all. It's about an experience. It's about the experience of sitting, which not only happens individually as we live and breathe, but as we meet. As we meet in the atmosphere, you could say, of sitting, of in the context of sitting, which is how we come to know each other and how we come to transmit this continually as we live and breathe. So in a way, it's not esoteric at all. It's very simple. It's just recognition, basic recognition of beyond the surface of things, that there's more than just the surface of things. And it's recognizing that in each other. In our meeting with Banya, we had to name ourselves. And so we're named now. Our lineage is named the Phoenix Cloud, which is Coben's name in English. Ho'un Coben is Phoenix Cloud. And so we ourselves are now carrying this through in the way that we don't know. It's all very unknowing. In the same way that Thich Nhat Hanh's quotation that I put up on our Facebook page this morning said, if you look deeply into the palm of your hand, you will see your parents and all generations of your ancestors. All of them are alive in this moment. Each is present in your body. You are the continuation of these people. We say we, as we practice, we are Buddha's child, you could say. But the truth is deeper than that. The truth is that our practice is what Buddha is. And even though, as Dogen points out, we are very alone, born alone and die alone, which Yama Roshi points out too, that on the other hand, we are completely belong to each other in this way, in our open hand in which everything exists, all beings. Which is why Dogen keeps emphasizing, and what Bandura is all about is Zazen practice and how important it is, how essential it is. And what he calls Jijiu Samadhi, which is the samadhi of the self, enjoying the self, of simply dropping off all pretension and just being this. Just for a while, or just for the rest of one's life. Just to allow this to be enough. says one, according to the unmistakably handed down tradition, the straightforward Buddha Dharma that has been simply transmitted is supreme among the supreme. For the time you begin practicing with a teacher, the practices of incense burning, bowing, nenbutsu, repentance, and reading sutras are not at all essential. Just sit, dropping off body and mind. When one displays the Buddha mudra with one's whole body and mind, sitting upright in this samadhi, even for a short time, everything in the entire Dharma world becomes Buddha mudra, the Buddha shape. And all space in the universe completely becomes enlightenment. Therefore, it enables Buddha Tathagatas to increase the Dharma joy of their own original grounds. And to renew the adornment of the magnificence of their way of awakening. He talks about the merit of Zazen as for us as individuals, and the merit of Zazen to the world of grasses and trees. And really, there's no real separation between them. And Uchiyama Roshi says the Buddha Dharma has been maintained by transmitting the Buddha Mudra of Jijyu Samadhi. Above anything else, this is the point Dogen Zenji is trying to make in Vindoa. The whole point is just about sitting. The vital point is this Jijyu Samadhi. Therefore, he says, we should not listen to the Buddha Dharma in a light way. We have to listen to the Buddha Dharma in a way such that the Dharma permeates into the core of our mind and becomes our bone and marrow, so that we won't forget it no matter what happens to us. This is the crucial point in Bendoa. Unless we grasp this, we will never be able to understand Bendoa as Buddha Dharma. He says, although we always think that we are really living, as a matter of fact, we're not living out the reality of life. It is essential to become aware of this fact. In what way are we living then? In a word, each and every one of us lives by treating abstract concepts as real. We treat abstract concepts as if they are real and live in a world created by these abstract concepts. And I would say one of those is the concept of ourself. It too is an abstract concept. The me that we have a picture of or an idea of is just one more idea. Quotes Suwaki Roshi saying, everyone runs helter-skelter in the great hubbub going on in the world, but this is nothing but scrambling for clouds. And Uchiyama says, how do we live on the ground of the reality of life in a concrete way rather than living with our heads in the clouds of concepts? We see a cup, society and money in our own particular world. In this whole world, north, east, south, and west, no matter where we look, we see nothing but ourselves. Instead of living in the world which is shared by all of us, the self lives in a world in which there is nothing but the self. This oneness of the world and self is Dharma. Both Wondrous Dharma and Buddha Dharma are referring to this. Seen from the point of view of absolute reality, every one of us was born holding our own world. As soon as one is born, we have a world in which there is nothing but our own self. We are born and live holding our own world. When we die, the world in which there is nothing but ourself also dies with us. In Buddhism, life like this, which is only self, is called shin. Therefore, mind, shin, and dharma are never divided into two. The world which we experience is dharma, and our life experience, mind, are not two. They are one reality. In other words, one mind is all dharma, and all dharma is one mind. By living my own life, all things come to exist in my own world. By living my life, all things are able to exist, and I create a world in which I live. For this reason, one mind, my life, is all the myriad dharmas, all beings. At the same time, I am living out my life experience of this world. Therefore, all the myriad dharmas are this one mind. He says, at this moment I am looking at all of your different faces and they are reflected in my eyes. However, the basis of this function is simply that since I am living, you are able to exist and are reflected in my retinas. After all, there is nothing but myself. Each and every one of you is also living out your self that is only yourself. This is called Jiju Samadhi. The self receives and uses the self. Jiju Samadhi is living out the self that is nothing but the self. Without losing sight of this Jiju, the self receiving and using the self. And then he says, it can't be transmitted, of course. There's just me and my world and you and your world, and it's not possible to connect. How could we possibly connect? And yet, there is no way that the Dharma was transmitted from Shakyamuni to Mahakashyapa. Yet the wonder of Zazen is that although Shakyamuni is sitting the self that is only the self, when Mahakashyapa sits Zazen in the very same way, Mahakashyapa also becomes the self that is only the self. This is why Dogen Zenji said, all Buddha Tathagatas together have been simply transmitting wondrous Dharma and actualizing incomparable awareness for which there is an unsurpassable, unfabricated, wondrous method. This wondrous Dharma, which has been transmitted only from Buddha to Buddha without deviation, has as its criterion Jiju Samadhi. Zazen is the standard. And then he goes on to talk about enlightenment, but I don't think I want to talk about enlightenment tonight. I think this is enough. But there's time for questions. Comments. time?
I have to, but I was kind of confused with that last part about the self. It sounded to me initially that he was saying, you know, just it being yourself, then separating.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes, he uses an example of a cup. He says, or we could say the flowers. And each one of us sees a different bunch of flowers. It's the same flowers, but each of us is a world in which those flowers exist according to all the causes and conditions that come together to create this bundle of stuff that we call me, that our experience is different, each one of us, because it's a different angle. Even if we were drawing it, it would be a different thing, much less everything else that we would put into seeing just those colors and just those shapes. So, of course, each one is absolutely individual, undivided. And at the same time, there is no way that we are separate from those flowers. Even talking about the atomic in atoms, you have to say that all the atoms are all hooked up, you know, so that if something happens to those flowers, something happens to us too. And we know it in the big sense, you know, if something blows up or the earth shakes, then we all shake. But it's deeper than that. And if we allow ourselves to open to others, then that kind of meeting is the self meeting, the mind meeting itself in someone else. It happens all the time. You look in the eyes of a new baby, and there it is. You look in an old person's eyes who isn't pretending anymore, and it's there. It can be in us too, anytime. So it's paradoxical because it doesn't sound like two completely different things can happen at the same time. But that's just because our mind works that way. The reality is much bigger than that. So better not to think about it too much. It gets confusing. If you look it up in the dictionary, alone means all one. So we already know it in our own language, but we forget. Yeah. And sometimes loneliness is so painful. And sometimes that pain is very helpful because we have to break through and feel that other side of the wholeness of it. We're never alone. Oh, that's... Thank you, Paul. Yeah. couple of announcements. One is that we have a Facebook page, which I meant to say last week and forgot, that Marie beautifully put together. And I'm fumbling and stumbling around with it, but I think it will be very helpful. And I hope you all will look at it and like it. It's kind of strange, but it can be quite wonderful. I've learned, Samia had something on it today that was just out of this world incredible. It was a graduation talk that a comedian gave. It was one of the wisest things I've heard in a long, long time.
You thought so too? I wondered what you thought.
It was very funny and very wise, very smart, and just the right thing to say. Just exactly beautiful. So really, there are treasures. This Thich Nhat Hanh quote that I gave you, I also found that somebody had posted. So there are a lot of cats and funny dancing things and stuff, but there's real wisdom there too. So if we can make something wise for floating Zendo, I think it's very helpful. I also have to hand out, for anybody who didn't get it, the Floating Phoenix Cloud Lineage Statement of Ethics, which the Soto people have asked us to put together and to share with our sanghas. And so we said we thought the precepts were enough, and they said, no, they're not. So we had to go along with their guidelines. And
is it the different one than last week?
It's the same one. But there are some people who weren't here last week, so I wanted to make sure everybody had a copy. In case there are problems between teacher and student, or student and student, then this gives us a way to work it out without coming to blows. Thank you. And one more thing, and that is that Saturday after next, we'll have a half-day sit. And after the half-day sit, immediately after, we will have a precept ceremony for Hisayo and Wendy.
Oh, wow.
So please, I hope everybody will be here, and tell your friends, come one and all. This is a very special occasion. They've worked really hard to make beautiful rock sous, and we'll take the precepts with the bloodline going all the way up to the empty circle at the top. Good.
There's chocolate in the hallway.
Oh!
I brought it back from Italy.
Wow.
Heavens.
Thank you. I'm glad I came.
That's why you were feeling lonely, because everybody was speaking a different language.
No.
We have our sit.